Does my horse have ulcers? Hi, it's Tricia here from Equine Energetics. One of the most common things people want to know about their horse's health is, does he have ulcers? Ulcers seem to be increasingly common, difficult to diagnose, hard to treat, and the symptoms tricky to be really sure of. Is your horse grumpy because your saddle doesn't fit, or does it have ulcers? Common symptoms of ulcers include poor appetite, colic, decreased performance, attitude change, poor body condition and weight loss. That's according to High Gain, with the main causes being related to feed and stress. In an article in The Horse magazine, they say, a common case of heartburn can bring intense discomfort, even pain, to a person. Imagine your horse trying to perform with a stomach ulcer. The same article states, gastric ulcers are common in horses. Their prevalence has been estimated to be from 50 to 90%. Depending on population surveyed and type of athletic activity horses are engaged in. In my horse communication sessions, I've been checking for ulcers routinely for the last year or so. To date, the results are 50-50. This would seem to agree with the stats given in the above article, especially since the majority of my horse clients aren't high-performance horses, i.e. horses that might be under more stress in terms of their work and living environment, or who have limited access to forage. Of those who, for me, test positive to having ulcers, only a few have tested high, most tested low in terms of seriousness. Healing sent by me and sometimes an ulcer supplement added to their diet seemed to be all that was necessary for them. So, if you think your horse may have ulcers, what should you do? Well, of course, your first port of call should be your vet, who will likely stomach scope your horse. And if you want a non-invasive option and to find out in more detail how your horse is feeling and what he needs, book a horse communication and healing session with me, and we can ask all your questions. If you're worried about your horse but not sure if it's ulcers or something else, have a look at my free 6-page PDF, What's Wrong with My Horse, for my insights and advice. Till next time, keep connecting with your horses.